5. Kof Zion Shvat, Thursday the 23rd of February, Rabbi Chaim Perlman, Rodef. Rodef.
The subject of Rodef, of course, occurs in this week's Sedra, and is particularly a topical subject because of the case in the Supreme Court in Eretz Yisrael just this week, when a soldier was pronounced lost his appeal regarding killing a terrorist who was neutralized. Let's look at what the psukim say and see there are different shittas in this on this subject, and I don't say we'll draw any conclusions, but at least we'll discuss the subject. In this week's Sedra we have Im b'machteres yimotze haganav, if a ganav comes and he burrows into a house, v'huko v'meis, and the balabais defends himself or attacks him, ain lo domin. The balabais is not considered to be guilty of murder because the person is coming into his house. Im zorcha shemesh olav domim lo. However, if the sun is shining, then shalem yishalem im ein lo venim kabig nevuse. The Torah makes a distinction between someone who clearly is coming with the motivation of ritzicha, of murder, then, as Rashi points out, if someone is coming to attack you, you're entitled to get in first. Then ein lo domim. However, im zorcha shemesh olav, and the Gemara, Rashi quoting the Gemara, says kamid moshel hu. It's like a moshel. If it's clear to you that he's not coming and in yonei nefoshes, and the Gemara brings the example, and Rashi quotes it, a father who is coming stealing from his son Rachmon in Islam. So the father is assumed to have Rachmonis on his son, is not coming with the motive of going to, he won't kill his son. And therefore, if the son were to defend himself and kill the father, then there would be domin, the son would be chayev ritzicha because he's not considered to be a rodef. That's the case in the Chumash. The Rambam in Hilchus, Rambam learns like Rashi, that this when the Gemara talks about imzorcho lo vashemesh, it doesn't mean literally it's daytime, it means if it's borolecho kashemesh, and it's a moshel. The Rivet says, no, a mikro yotze midei pshutai, that's the Gemara gives a moshel, but sof kal sof, we do distinguish whether a ganef comes at night time or whether a ganef comes during the daytime. The ganef comes at night time, then we must assume the worst. And if he comes during the daytime, then we assume that he's not coming al yinyon enefoshes. So the Rivet says, a mikro yotze midei pshutai. But Rashi and the Rambam says, the Gemara, when it says imzorcha shemesh olav, the Gemara means it's a moshel, and that is it's not meant to be taken literally. It means imzorcha olav shemesh. Is it clear that he's coming on matters of ritzicha, or is it that he's not coming? He's only coming to steal money, but he's not coming on inyone ritzicha. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, domim loy bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. That is, if let us say he's not coming alinyone nefoshes, then domim lo, that he has, domim means he has a value on him, then bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, because clearly he didn't come aliske nefoshes, he didn't come for murderous purposes, and then, so the Gemara asks, hashta b'chol lo kat linen le b'shabbos miboyle, if on a weekday you're not allowed to kill him, then certainly you're not allowed to kill him on Shabbos, what's the bein b'chol bein b'shabbos? Answers the Gemara, Omer av sheshes lo nitzricho elo lefakeach olovis agav. That is, of course you can't kill him on a weekday, you can't kill him on Shabbos. He's a ganav. It doesn't mean to say you can kill every ganav. He's not coming al inyon eretzichos, so you certainly can't kill him. The question is, can you be mechal Shabbos to save him? So then, says the Gemara, yes, you've got to be mechal Shabbos to save him if he's a ganav and he doesn't come. He doesn't have any murderous intentions. You've got to be mechal Shabbos in order to save this person. Says Rashi, lefakech olav ovesagal, mefachin olav, Since he didn't come on matters of iskei nefoshes, you've got a chiv to be mechal Shabbos to save this person if he's under the roof caves in, he's under a mound of bricks, a mound of stones, you've got to save him. Says Rashi, aval im bo al iskei nefoshes, if he came with murderous intentions, kiven de niten lahorgoi below hasro, since someone who comes with that intention, Hashkem Lahorgah, as Rashi says in Chumash, you can preempt it, and you can actually go and kill him, then Gavro Ketela Hava. This person is a Gavro Ketela, Mishas Chatiro. What's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying, even if he's under a mound of bricks, so clearly he's been neutralized. He's no Sakona to you. So if he's no Sakona to you, he's not a Rodif anymore. So maybe there should be a din of Mafakrin Olova Sagal. Maybe you should have to save him on Shabbos, because he's neutralized. He's not going to harm you. He's not a Rodef anymore. And the din is, once a Rodef has turned his back, the Gemara says, and Rambam says it, if he's turned his back, he's going out of the house, he's not allowed to kill him anymore. He's no longer a Rodef, is only if he's coming with murderous intentions. But once he's turned away, and he's not a Rodef anymore, if you go and kill him, that's Ritzicho. So, yet Rashi says here, this person, since he's been neutralized, he's under a mound of stones. He's no longer any danger. He's probably unconscious. He's no danger to you, says Rashi, but Gavro Ketelahu. He's a person who's got a din of a Gavro Ketelahu. That is, since you were allowed to kill him without Hasro, you didn't have to be warned. You could jump in and kill him. Therefore, Gavro Ketelahu, Mishas Chatiro, from the time that he burrowed under the stones, and therefore, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Ein Mafakhin Olova Sagal. That's Rashi. That's the first Shitta. Comes the Rambam, and in the Rambam is not Mefurish. But the Achiezer and the Or Gadol, that's Yeruchim Leib Perlman, the Or Gadol, he learns Pshat in the Rambam, not like Rashi. And I have to say I found an earlier person who disagrees with the Achiezer and Or Gadol. We'll see in a moment. What's the Rambam say? Says the Rambam, Kol ganav sheyesh lo domim, any ganav sheyesh lo domim, he's got, his life is worth something. Im nofal alav gal b'shabbos, if the mound of stones fall on him Shabbos, mafachim alav esagal, you've got to save him. Because he's not a murderer, he didn't intend to come for murder, he intended to come to rob. If he gets himself into difficulties, you've got a chiv, pikuach nefesh, to save that person. Mafachim alav esagal. There's no komle b'drabbene. Well, that's a separate subject. But since he's not under a threat of miso, therefore he's got to pay all the damages he causes. Aval misha eino domim, says the Rambam. Someone who's got no value. In other words, you're allowed to kill him because he's coming aliske nefoshes. Sheshiber kelim b'biosay. If he broke kelim when he comes in. Potter because of Komle Bidravni. Now, what is missing in the Rambam? Why didn't the Rambam say, Avamisha Eino Domim Sheshive Kalim? He doesn't say anything about Mafakhi and Olove Sagal. In the first part, he says, Kol Ganav Sheshle Domim Im Nofal Olove Gal Beshabbos Mafakhi and Olove Sagal. So that you would have expected the Rambam to say, but however, if Eino Domim, then Ein Mafakhi and Olove Sagal. That's the obvious thing the Rambam should say, but he misses that out. Says the Achiezer and the Or Gadol, Medayek, since it doesn't say you're not allowed to save him, this person who's been neutralized, even though he came aliskei nefoshes, says the Achiezer and the Or Gadol, the pshat in the Rambam is, you've got a duty to save him, because even though he's been neutralized, and he's no danger to you, then even though he came aliskei nefoshes, but the fact is that he's neutralized now, because he's under a mound of stones, he's no danger to you, therefore you've got to save him. Which is just the opposite of what Rashi says. Yeah. That's the diok of the Achiezer Or Gadol. Rambam doesn't say it beferish. But from what the Rambam doesn't say, the Achiezer and the Or Gadol are medayek from the Rambam, just the opposite of Rashi. Whereas Rashi says that since he's a Gavro Ketelo, because he came aliskei nefoshes, if you come aliskei nefoshes, that means he's a Gavro Ketelo, and therefore, you've got no duty whatsoever. Not only not no duty, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save him. The Achiezer and the Or Gadol are medayed from the Rambam. It's not beferish in the Rambam. Just the opposite. That if he's not a danger to you, you've got a duty to save him. I have to say that I found in a Sefer Halacha LeMoshe, which is at least 100 years before the Achiezer and the Ergodel, who says that's not the Pshat in the Rambam. All right, but the Rav Meforshim learned, in other words, he learns the Pshat in the Rambam. Rambam doesn't say. He could learn the Rambam like Rashi as well. Al Kolponim, who's Milon Ergodel, or Achiezer and the Ergodel, they learn that Pshat in the Rambam, and they understood the Rambam to be just the opposite of Rashi. So you've got two shittes to see it, the Rambam and Rashi, as to whether someone who has been neutralized, do you have a moral obligation to go and save his life or not? You get the third shitta, the shitta of the Meiri. And the Meiri says as follows, Yiro Eli, and it's his own chiddush, Yiro Eli means he's not something which he's got a positive raya for, but Yiro Eli. Shezesho marno olov, shein mafakin olov es agal. When the Gemara says, you're not allowed to save him on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, that is in the case of Ein Lo Domim. That is talking about a case where Sofek Chai, Sofek Meis. The reason why you can't be Mechal Shabbos, says the Meiri, is because he's under a mound of stones. You're not sure whether he's alive or dead. Avo Imhu Vadai Chai, if you know this person, call him a terrorist, call him what you like. He's under a mound of stones, and you know that he's alive. You could save him. Omar ani shemafachid. You've got to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Shari Ashov ain't a rodev. The svara being, because he's not a rodev now. Shari zeh kerodev achachareiroi. He compares it to a case of someone who's a rodev achachareiroi. Vitziluhu b'echad me'evoro. He's managed to, so to say, neutralize him. She'ena od lahorgoi. Once you've neutralized the terrorist, then if you manage to disable him and he's no longer a danger, then you've got no heter to go and kill him. The Meiri is a tremendous chiddush, and the ask on the Meiri, if there's a din of mafachin olav asagal, you've got to save somebody, what difference does it make whether he's a sopik or a vadai chai? What difference does it make? Because why do you say in the case of Sofik you can't be Mechal Shabbos? The rule is, as we know, that Pikuach Nefesh, even a Sofik Pikuach Nefesh is Dorech Shabbos Mimonashuch. Is it a case of Pikuach Nefesh? If it's a case of Pikuach Nefesh, then you've got to save him whether it's a Sofik or whether it's a Vada. If it's not a case of Pikuach Nefesh and you can't save him, Bein Sofik, Bein Vada. Where does it merely get the distinction from between a Sofik and a Vada? And the Meforshim, all at sixes and sevens, to answer this Meiri, because Lechera doesn't make any sense. Mimonashuch, if you're saying because there's a chance of saving him, therefore mafakin alov esagal. Mafakin alov esagal. Only because it's a sofik, ain't mafakin alov esagal. What difference does it make whether it's a sofik or a vada? Either it's pikuach nefesh or it isn't pikuach nefesh. That's the kasha which they ask on the Meiri. I'll go upon him. There are three shittas here. According to Rashi, he's got a din of a gavro ketelo, and therefore ain't mafakin alov esagal. According to the Rambam, according to the way Achiezer learns Pshat in the Rambam, once he's been neutralized, he's no danger, he's not a rodef anymore. As you see from the Gemara says once he turns his back, he's not a rodef, then you have an obligation to do everything to save him. According to the Meiri, it depends. If he's a vadai chai, then you have an obligation to save him. If it's sofik, then because of a sofik, we don't say sofik. In this case, we don't say sofik pikuach nefesh is doing for Shabbos. That's the three shitters. That's another question. All right, there's another question. We're talking about on Shabbos.
I know.
Yeah, you're talking about on Shabbos. All right, you raise a good question. We're talking about on Shabbos. All right, you can extrapolate from Shabbos what would be the case in the week. Nobody says, even Rashi says he's a gavra ketela, it doesn't say you've got a duty to go and kill him. If he's neutral, nobody says you've got a duty to, it's a mitzvah to go and kill him. Question is on Shabbos, if he's already, can you be Mechal Shabbos if somebody has already been neutralized? Rashi does not say, therefore you've got to take the din into your own hands and go and kill him. It's a mitzvah to go and kill him on a weekday. He doesn't say that. That's taking it further. And of course, any army has rules of its own rules of engagement and can make the rules as they like. They can't extrapolate from here. What would Rashi hold is the mitzvah to go and kill him. Bezdin has a din of a gavra ketela. Doesn't mean to say it's a mitzvah to go and kill him. That's taking it one stage further.
I was asking one other level, which is if it's a mitzvah to go save him.
Well, according to Rashi, it's not clear. It's not clear. It's a good question you ask. But the pashtus in Rashi, it's no mitzvah at all, because Rashi says he's got a din of a gavra katelo, and says gavra katelo mishas katir kiven nit denitan lahorga below asro. Certainly, mashma from Rashi, there's no mitzvah to save him. And that's pashtus from Rashi. It's clearly like that. No mitzvah even on a weekday. Certainly, that's the pashtus.
Steal from you, wants to kill you.
And so let's move, otherwise we'll get bogged down. Yep. All right, so those are the three shittas. In the Kavod HaKishayso is a sefer written by the Chelkas Yoyev, where he has, I think, 100 or thereabouts, 103 famous kashas. And the very first kasha he's got in the sefer Kavod HaKishayso is this Yason Rashi. The difficulties in the Meiri, she needs a Yishuv, and I won't have time to go into answer the Meiri. There are answers, and there's a difficulty on Rashi himself. Says the Kafa de Kishai, so asking on Rashi. Koshi says, once the stones fall upon him, he's no longer a chote, he's no longer a boba machteris. He's been neutralized. So how can you say this is a gavra katelo and therefore his life is not worth anything? You can only say that if he's indeed a rodev. He's actively trying to kill. Once he's posak din rodev, as the Gemara says, if he turns his round, why is it any different from turning round? He's turning away. Then certainly you can't shoot him in the back. He's running away. Even though he was a rodev lechatchilo, he's now turning his back. The Gemara says clearly he's no longer got din rodev. If you were to shoot him in the back, you'd be a rotzeach. That's clear from the Gemara. So why is it any different, says the Kavod HaKishayso, now that he's neutralized, he's under a mound of stones, he's unconscious, there's no way that he can attack you, so what gives you the right to go and kill him, says the Kavod? What's the difference? In both cases, he's not a rodev. So what is the pshat in Rashi? Well, how does Rashi say that because it's opki paskind, musra va'omed, he's got a din of a rodev, therefore even if he's neutralized, nechatchila, you can go and... therefore on Shabbos, therefore on Shabbos, then he got no mitzvah, and on the contrary, it would be also to be Mechal Shabbos for him. He doesn't understand. Surely he's not a rodev. If he's not a rodev, like we learned Pshat in the Rambam, if he's not a rodev, then the mitzvah Pekuach Nefesh applies. And furthermore, he says, "De kaimelon, de achas sheyotzo min ha-machteres." That's clear halacha pesuka in the Gemara. After he's gone out of the machteres, also lahorgoi, kiven dekva ein erodev. So, what's the difference whether he's left the machteres or whether he's still in the machteres, but he's under a mound of stones? What's the difference? It's come out the same. In both cases, he's not erodev. Bimkein hochanami kishenovel alav ma'apolis, kiven de achshov ein erodev. He's not erodev now. Why don't we treat him the same as someone who's made his exit from the Machteres altogether? The Sulo Havi Gavri Katelo, Rashi wouldn't argue with such a case. So that's his kasha. On this kasha, he has pages and pages and pages, and all the Gedolei Yisrael have given terutzim on this question. The Argodel, the Rav Chalaf, numerous terutzim on this question. Let me first of all say, l'chara the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, if you look carefully, it seems to be a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Pirkei Avodim. If you look, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ur Halacha brings in Siman Shin Chof Tes, the long Bi'ur Halacha there. The first part is fascinating, but Bi'ur Halacha, but touches on all matters of Pikuach Nefesh. And there he says, at the end of that Bi'aloch, he says, V'da oid, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shira isi b'prima godim, I've seen in the Prima Godim, Shekosa, to me shoy a chayav Mrs. Bezdin, someone who's chayav Mrs. Bezdin, b'yomim akad moinim. Right? In those days when they carried out Mrs. Bezdin. V'nofal olav hagal, he's chayav Mrs. Bezdin, and on his way to whatever it is, a mound of stones falls upon him. Question is, can you save his life or not? Can you be Mechal Shabbos in order to save someone who is Chayav Mrs. Bezdin? The point being, there is an Issa to carry out Mrs. Bezdin on a Shabbos. You could only put him to death on the next day. So at this point in time, he's what we consider like a Chayav Shor. You're not allowed to kill him. he's got a din of a gavra katan. It's been opgepaskened already. He's got to be put to death. But you're not allowed to put him to death on Shabbos. Mrs. Bezin, you can't carry out on Shabbos. You can only put him to death on a weekday. So on Shabbos, he's a chaya shor. He's going to be put to death tomorrow. Now, mafakin alav asagal, can you save him? Oh, says the Prima Godim, he's got chaya shor. And therefore, you have to save him. Says the Prima Godim, you have to save him. Even though he's a gavro katelo, it's paskin that he's got to die, but the fact is that you can't put him to death on Shabbos, and therefore, if we're fakin all of us, you have to save him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, well, the fi ani astati lo nehiro klal. I don't think that's correct, says the Mishnah Berurah. Da Torah chosok al chaye shor. True, the Torah had rachmonas on chaye shor. Hainu le misha chosok al chayim shaloi. Someone who takes care of his own life. This person has brought about the fact is on death row, as it were, is because he hasn't taken care of his own life. So says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Bialocha, that someone who is chayev miso ain mafakin alav asagal. The Chayra, Mishnah Berurah is going, it doesn't quote it, but that's the Shittas Rashi. Prima Godim would fit in with the Shittas Rambam, according to the way the Yapiyas are. So it seems to be the same Machlokas. We have another fascinating Machlokas. Someone who is attempting to commit suicide. Can you be Mechal Shabbos to save such a person? So here we have again a Machlokas. The Midrash Chinuch says that there's no inyan, you can't be mechal Shabbos for someone who's attempting to commit suicide, since he's ma'abed atzmo eladas, he is, let's say someone has cut himself and is dying because he took drugs, whatever it is, he's killing himself. And now the question is, can he be mechal Shabbos to save that person who's attempted to kill himself, and if you don't intervene, the attacker will die? Can you be mechal Shabbos for such a person? Says the Minchas Chinuch, he compares the Avedas Gufoi to Avedas Mamoinoi, that there's no din of Ashovas Avedo. The Gemara compares the two, Ashovas Gufo and Ashovas Avedo. The Gemara compares the two. So just as in the case of Ashovas Avedo, if someone is throwing away his property, you've got no chiyuv to go and return the property to someone who's mafker his own property. So also someone who's ma'abed atzmo eladas, then ein mafakin olav asagal. There's no, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for such a person. That's the Mishnah Sinah. But others argue very forcefully. He can't compare Ashovas Gufoi to Ashovas Avedo, because in the case a person doesn't own his own body. It belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person hasn't got a kinyan on his own body. And therefore, if, on his own property, on his own mominus, if he's mafkir his own mominus, he's not interested in his own property, you've got no chiyuv to do Ashovas Aveda. He's not interested in protecting his own wealth, then you've got no chiyuv, you've got no obligation to return that money. That's true. But the Ashovas Gufoi, it's not his to abandon. The person's neshama doesn't belong to him. And neshama loch, baguf po loch. The neshama belongs, as it were, on high to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't own his own neshama. And therefore, the comparison between Ashovas Gufoi and Ashovas Avedo wouldn't work in this case. And therefore, many poskim paskin, that, on the contrary, if someone attempts to commit suicide, you've got an obligation to try and do everything you can to be mechal Shabbos, to be mefakeh cholov esagal, or whatever it takes to save that person's life. Lechara, therefore, those who want to be miyashev Rashi from the kasha of the Kavadik Hashaisa, that is one approach, that since he abandons his body, therefore ein mefakeh cholov esagal, that, together with the Mahalach of the Midrash Chinuch, it wouldn't work according to those poskim, because just because a person is a gavra katelo does not mean that you don't have to be try and save him. Mvakeach olav esagal. Of course, as I say, we've got the different shittas here. Shittas Rashi, other ways of answering Rashi. Another way, which the Mishnah Berurah already alludes to, because since he's got a din of a rosho, and a rosho, the din is in male noisa min abar, Therefore, if it, you can even, you know, if somebody's in a down a well, even on a weekday, you can even, longer you're not, if you're dying, you're not supposed to kill him, you're not supposed to shoot him, but you don't, certainly don't have to get him up from the body. That's a din with a Rosha. How do you define a Rosha? But certainly a terrorist would certainly come under that category, that's for sure. Certainly there's no chiyuv to be ma'ale nosim in our bar. But it's difficult to say, once he's been neutralized, nobody says, even Rashi, who considers him a gavra k'tela, doesn't say, as I said before, doesn't say it's a mitzvah to go and shoot him. That Rashi doesn't say. He may have a din of a gavra k'tela. Of course, there could be a distinction, as I think someone wanted to point out before, between Ben Yisrael and Nagoy. So that's another distinction to be made. But as far as Ritzicho is concerned, a chatchila going, killing somebody, is a din of Ritzichus Akum as well. It may not be a capital, may not get the death penalty in Al Pi Halacha, but it's certainly a din of Ritzicho. If you go and kill a goy, it's a din of Ritzicho. So you still got to work with the rules of Ritzicho, although the actual punishment may be slightly different, but still the rules apply. So according to what we've said, there is no shita that says that it's a mitzvah to go and kill somebody who is actually neutralized. We're discussing, can you be Mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody? And according to Rashi, it's quite clear there's no mitzvah to go and put yourself out in order to save that person. But Rashi, even Rashi doesn't go as far as to say that you've got to actually pull the gun and actually kill him. But in any event, as far as the actual his case is concerned, of course we don't know all the facts. Some want to suggest, to answer touching on Rashi and the Miri, is because we're not 100% sure that he's been neutralized, yes. which is not the Pashas in Rashi at all. Since we're not 100%, he's a Gavra, Rashi says he's a Gavra Kateh, it doesn't mean, it seems to be a Mashu from Rashi, that he's been totally neutralized. But according to the Miri, and that's what that's the second Pshat in the Miri really says further, he carries on, Oshem, it's like an alternative terrorist. Oshemo, kiven sheyesh lomo olav shumishtadel be'atzmo bepikuchai ve'liboy al ganei fosa in mafak. And that's a separate terrorist. In other words, we cannot be 100% sure that this terrorist has been totally neutralized. And therefore, although now he looks like he's been neutralized, if you don't kill him, maybe he will turn around and pull a gun or something. That's a completely different consideration. And that's what the Miri says in his second Mahalach here. But according to the first Mahalach, the Miri distinguishes between Sofik and a Vadai. An explanation of the Miri, but as I say, will take us beyond today's Shia. Al-Kalbonim, there seem to be three main Shittas. The Shittas Rashi. Rashi says, Gavra Katelo, therefore, under no circumstances can you be Mechal Shabbos. And the Rov Meforshim learn Pshat in the Rambam, on the contrary, as long as he hasn't, as long as he's neutralized, is no danger to you. You have a moral obligation to me. You've got to try and save him in every way. And according to the Miri, only have to save him if you can certainly save him. If it's a Sofik, then you're not Mechal Shabbos if he's only a Sofik, and that Miri requires a further Biur. And then, as I say, we have the Machlokas between the Prima Godim and the Mishnah Berurah. Someone who's already paskened, he's a Mrs. Bezdin, and he's only got today he's not going to be put to death, so it's Chayei Shor. According to the Prima Godim, therefore, you have to be Mefakeh Cholov HaSagal, you have to save such a person, even though he's got a din of a Gavri Ketela, because he's Chayei Shor. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, that there's no mitzvah at all to save such a person, because he's a Gavra Ketela, Machmas Rishusa, which seems to be the Pashas in Rashi, therefore, Ein Mefakeh Cholov HaSagal.